The Tagalog word of the day is...
Beanie Beanie,
which means...
Miss.
Being a British Filipino can be a bit interesting. So let's get into this week's chismis.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Tutu Chismis. Woo, 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 woo. It's your girl Gian.
It's your girl Giselle.
And...
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Moesha.
Hello,
Moesha back
Tita.
In the building.
Yes.
What?
And Jen is not here today. I mean, she's here, but she's not here.
She's not here.
Hi, Moesha. Welcome back to another episode.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How are you guys?
I'm good, man. I'm actually really good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
She be killing, chilling, killing.
Yeah, I'm good too. Thanks.
No one actually asked you. I was getting to it though. Moe, we spoke to you the other week, all about your identity crisis. Since we had an episode on identity crisis, but we actually born and raised in London, but you. Not so. If you want to listen to that, make sure you scroll back and
episode
have
20.
A listen. But today we're actually going to get to know you.
Oh, that's so cute.
You want to know me?
I want to know more about the Tita Moesha.
Oh my god.
So, darling, how old are you again?
21.
I can't believe like how young 21. You are.
21.
It's not that young. You're acting like you're 50.
No, but like I'm turning 25 soon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you really? I look older than you. I don't know why.
And you're like the auntie.
Tita.
Been a tita.
No, I came out of the womb. I know, but yeah. I am dead.
Just scoop up.
All of that.
I love it. I love it.
Came out of the womb. With a duster.
With a duster.
Janella,
I'm screaming. You say that though, but what industry are you in?
What do you mean? Oh, industry, creative industry,
which is not Tita like,
because I should have been a nurse, but I was not academically prepared.
Honestly, they said maths. I said, huh? They said science. I said.
What's that?
I don't know.
Science?
I don't know. But yeah, no. Well, I'm like dabbling into the arts. That's what it's called. I wouldn't say like I'm a full blown. This is me. I'm still experimenting my kind of mediums and what I want to do in terms of like my practice and like art form and stuff. I'm still in that kind of exploration mode, which is always good. And I always like... don't want to limit myself, but I don't want to overdo it. So I'm taking things step by step.
At uni?
Not just uni, in life.
Oh, so life. You are in uni?
Yeah, I'm in uni, but am I really in uni?
Part-time.
Corona.
Not even corona, I just haven't submitted.
It'd be like that, but
she said EC.
Yeah, it's not even EC. It's just resubmission and didn't send anything for resubmission. So now I'm waiting for a second resubmission.
I'm done.
But it was corona, so...
Yeah, that's true.
It is like that though, but it's fine. Like, I kind of am happy where I am, even though, because my main goal isn't to be so focused in uni. It's more to be focused on what I want to do in my craft, which is good because I can do it without uni. Being
of course,
there.
Yeah.
I give myself, my own projects and stuff. I mean, I've been doing kind of directing and photography recently. A lot of like music video directing. I want to say a lot, but
it was fun.
Yeah. It's just working for
Okay.
And that was fun. Like I love directing and like I love doing all of that kind of prepping to do some directing music videos. Editing as well, like editing music videos was sick. It's always nice, like and during quarantine I practiced a lot and like I was experimenting a lot and like it was good. So It was fun. Like, I work, I know a lot of musicians, so it was good to be able to work with friends and stuff, which is nice. It's always nice. And, like, I have a lot of creative friends, so the circle I surround myself are all creative, so it's, I'm always influenced and inspired, so it's always good to be surrounded by people.
Bruh, when me and Jizz came to visit you, even
your house, your flat is just so insane. Creative. Like,
thank you. Coming from my Filipino house, honestly, with China, with pictures, Asian
spoon
sofa,
fork on the wall,
with the Last Supper, and we come to your house with plant.
Honestly, it's mirrors, like white space, plants, just space, creative white space.
Wow. No Jesus altar.
No hoarding mess.
No.
Oh, honestly.
No, yeah, it's just like, it's good because I've allowed myself to like really experiment and like not be in like a small space, but live in like a place with just creatives. And it's always, yeah, I think I always just surround myself naturally. I just attract like creatives. So I always like spend a lot of time creating, practicing and doing things, dabbling into different things, because I don't really want to narrow my options down. I think that's me. I'm like, even though it's important to like hone one craft, but then it's also very important to be open to others.
So how did you get into being a creative though? Because obviously you went to school.
Yeah, let's rewind a little bit.
Math, science, English. Did you go sixth form? What did you do?
I didn't go sixth form actually. I did. I was very lucky to find this pre-foundation course, which was a bridge to foundation arts. So it was in a uni. Mm. So after secondary school, I went straight to uni, basically.
How did you know you wanted to get into the arts, the creative side?
I think, and not academic.
I think it was weird because I was never really, like, I was okay at, like, academically, I was okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I was the best because I really was not. I was like bottom set maths. My parents were not happy.
They must have flipped.
Yeah, they were not. They didn't know though, but true. I guess they'll know now. But yeah, no, like I was like bottom set maths. I was never like really. It's because I couldn't focus when it came to like, I wasn't good at memorizing things, and like studying, like education is always, it's never really about learning. It's about memorizing, right?
Yeah, it's about doing well on a test, really. Getting the grades, getting
it's
the
just
results.
Memorizing.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Yeah, memorizing the books and the text and the right things to say to get the marks. And I was always someone who was like, but I can't remember things unless I know what it actually means.
Yeah.
So it was very long and time consuming trying to revise because I was like, okay, I have to know what this actually means. Mm. And but when it came to art, it was just like really not. I wouldn't say like natural. Like, oh my god. Gifted me a talent. No, so it wasn't like that. It was just something that I had always enjoyed and always knew that there was room for that because I didn't have to memorize things. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to copy things.
Yeah, it was
to look.
Clicker.
Yeah. So it was more of like experimenting, and I was a person who always liked experimenting things. So like, you know, in GCSEs when you get to pick, I did instead of art, I did textiles. And that was the, and I did obviously graphics, but graphics is pretty much like packaging, product,
yeah,
and stuff like
graphics.
That. Yeah, it wasn't that like creative, but it was interesting. And I did that, but I was more into, I did a lot of summer school. So I did it once and I started going every year, even though it was only for like year 7, 8. I got really close to the teacher, art teacher, and she allowed me to go every year.
Oh, that's nice.
But
yeah.
Like it was during summer, it was like a 2-week program that I just used to go in my secondary school. And I just create stuff, and I loved it. Like, loved making stuff, and, like, I loved producing stuff. And then I got into, like, photography. And it was cute because, like, my mom, like, had a camera, and she sent it to me. She gave it to me.
Aww.
Because my mom lives in the Philippines. But she gave me a camera and, like, started practicing with that. And that was really, like, fun. But I didn't ever really dabbled. Like, you know, when you tell your parents, like, the thing is, I come from, like, my stepsister was a creative as well. She was into like arts and stuff and illustration, and she was really good. And like for sixth form, she did art and stuff like that. And then she then went on to uni to do arts and stuff and something art related. And like my dad was always like somehow creative, but never really explored it.
Mm.
And so like, yeah, so when I got into, when I obviously finished GCSEs and like trying to apply for like sixth form and stuff, I did not want to do anything academic. Like, I genuinely, like...
It wasn't for you.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. Like, I know in my heart, I was like, nah, I can't do this. So I was, like, applying for, like, BTEC art, like, any art stuff, just, like, art-based like stuff, and then found that pre-foundation bridge to foundation, which is basically instead of doing foundation, because people usually do sick form and they do an art foundation, and then they go into uni. But then I was lucky to find the pre-foundation, which is a year of like practicing art, different types of art, and then going to foundation instead of waiting until sick form. And so I did that, and like that was where I really got to practice like being creative, because I was in uni already, and it was they provided you with all the equipment you needed and all everything, all the knowledge, and it was good because it helped me kind of find a creative style. I wouldn't say I still have the same creative style, but it started that journey. And like, it wasn't just like in GCSEs they just teach you about which artist and like make a nice page, do a drawing, da da da. It was there, it was more of, we'll teach you different things and explore, let you explore different artists and stuff, but then you find your own.
Yeah.
And then it was really weird because I like literally tried everything. Like, I was dabbling into everything.
That's good though. Yeah. Because then you actually know what you like and what you don't like and stuff like that.
So like, beginning, I was more into photography. And like really got into photography. I did like a little, my first ever project in uni, well, my pre-foundation, was about masculinity and exploring masculinity. I always loved topics that had meanings to it, and like was very educational, very like insightful to stuff. And I did a project on masculinity and how masculinity, how like men and young men like kind of see masculinity and like the difference in that. And it was cool. I made a photo book. Bookbinded myself and printed, like learned how to print. And then after that I was like, you know what, let me try 3D in architecture. I was like, let me try 3D architecture.
Jeez, how did that go?
It was good. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, because I was like, I know how to know no, that's my Filipino <problem. laughs> but I know how to like, I know how to do, I can make a photography portfolio, but I can't make a, if I ever wanted to get into architecture, I can't do, have a portfolio because I don't know how to do it. So I, for my foundation year, because you had to pick which one, which bridge you want to go into. So I obviously took the architecture route and like the 3D stuff and learned how to produce stuff and like learn how to do the basics of architecture and interior design.
Wow.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
Yeah. And I built a portfolio for that, and like, towards the end of my final major project, it was then kind of like when I was applying for uni, I was like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna take a gap year, because I don't know if architecture was for me. Like, I don't know, like, my, obviously my parents were gassed when I said I was gonna be an architect.
Yeah,
so like, yeah, that's money. My grandma was gassed. And then I was like, actually, I kind of want to do photography for my final major project.
What
and
did
like,
they say?
Like, they didn't say nothing. They were just like, oh, you need to make your mind up, like, oh, why don't you just do an office job, da da da.
Of course, that was
stability
to come out.
We spoke about stability in the last episode.
They want stability, which I understand, because they don't want to see their child like struggle financially. But then it's a case of like, I don't want to spend my life 9 to 5 just sitting down Monday to Friday and like not being able to do stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it's something that wasn't
do stuff
for you.
Above and beyond for you. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like, it was kind of like tough, but my parents were supportive.
That's
I was
nice.
Very, very lucky to have supportive parents. Even though they were they'd make sly comments, they still never really said, no, you have to
shady.
Do this. Yeah. They weren't that kind of people. They were just like, oh, they're just worried about my stability in life. And so like, they were always just like, oh, are you sure this is what you want to do, da da da. And now I'm at an age where my parents are very supportive
of so
everything
nice.
I do and anything I do, and it's good, because yeah, it's important. Like,
you know when you said them shady comments and stuff, then how did it make you feel though?
Like, obviously it was like stressful, like hearing it, because like, you know, even now, till this day, like, my grandma's like, oh, you need to finish your uni. And I'm like,
oh my God,
I want to drop out. But we don't talk about that. Lol. But yeah, no, like, but my parents are very supportive of it. My stepmom's like, if you need to drop out, it's fine. Like,
that's so
it's
nice.
Better. Your mental health is so much better. But it obviously took a while to get to that point. But shady comments, like, when you were younger, you'd be like, oh, like, it's long. But then I never really. I
didn't take it in.
Yeah, I was such a bad child. Like, I never really took it in. I was just like, yeah. And then, but then there was one thing my dad said to me that was like really stuck to me. That's why their shady comments didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
He was like, you're going to be the one living your life for you're the one living your life.
Yeah.
So I can't sit here and tell you what to do.
Yeah,
and
what
then
to do
for
with
the
it.
Rest of your life doing that, regretting it.
Yeah, and could you end up like resenting them
yeah,
as well? Because
it's
like you made me do this, or you pressured me into taking
and
this
it's
route
hard
that I didn't want.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel so like bad for the people who do get pressured by their family, but then it's peak.
Yeah,
like
it
it's
is.
So peak because like you just have to feel like you're doing this constantly, and then it gets to a point where it becomes a chore.
Yeah,
and I don't want to live my life like.
Feeling like it's a chore.
I'm living. I'll be living my life. Like I want to live my life to an extent that I never even imagined.
Yeah, it's so
like,
true.
It's important to. Like, it's good for your mental health as well, to be doing things that you want to do.
Yeah.
But that was quite that was it was good that I have supportive parents because they're young, and so they're like. More understanding, but obviously at first they were like, "Oh, does it make money?" And then they were hearing how much money I got paid for a freelance job, and they're like, "Oh,
wait, hang
actually,
on,
actually, that's okay, you know."
Yeah.
But yeah, and then they were hearing how my sister was making money off her freelancing job, and they were like, "Wait, that's actually, you know, that's really good."
They approve when they hear money.
Yeah,
Dollar signs, y'all. But yeah, it's just like. It's just a matter of they only care about your stability and like how you can afford to live your life and how you want to live your life and stuff like that. And I think living out was very important.
Okay, when did you move?
So I moved
when
out.
When did you leave the nest?
I left the nest, I think, when I was 20. So not very long ago. That's a lie. 19.
Okay.
19,
yeah.
So when it was on, so I took a gap year after my foundation.
Yeah.
Then I. Started like trying to do some creative stuff, but I think one thing about gap year is if you don't continue to focus on doing creative stuff, you'll stay in the gap year. You'll be so distracted, and I think I felt that for like most of my time in the gap year. I started getting into like film photography, but it was like here and there snaps and going out and meeting new people.
Yeah,
that's what I did, and I like it was more. Networking, I hate the word, but it's like more networking, like meeting new creatives and new people, and that was like really good, but I didn't really do anything creative. Like I personally felt like I didn't do much.
Okay, yeah.
Creatively,
like looking back.
Yeah, looking back. But yeah. It's like it's fine now. I'm not gonna sit here and be like. Oh,
what would you have changed?
I would have focused on like. Doing more creative stuff, like actually practicing. But as someone who doesn't have that much peas, I had to work so that I can sustain.
Yeah.
So that I can pay my rent.
Yeah.
I had to work full time. I was working full time, 40 hours to pay my rent because I moved out. Because I chose to move. Like, it was a choice to move out. And it was good for my mental health in a sense of living by myself because I was able to, you know.
Really explore
myself, and that's like, and I'm glad that my parents were very supportive of me moving out.
Yeah.
And our relationship got so much better as well.
Oh, that's so good.
I moved out.
Yeah.
It was so much better. Like they were very respectful of my space, my time, and like how I am, and like just very like we just have that bound. They know my boundaries, and they know like that level of. Because then also when they know you have your own yard. They're like calm now. You can do whatever you want now.
Yeah, no, it's
you
true.
You can do whatever you want because you don't live.
You're not under their roof.
Yeah. So like, I then started uni again. So first year I was doing art direction. And then it was good because I finally didn't have to work, because I had student finance.
Oh yeah.
Bust me. And like I was doing more creative stuff then, and I was like really getting back. But then I felt like, now I feel like uni is just more of a. Like a chore.
Does it feel like a chore now?
It's just peak because even though I know there's good things to uni, but because of Corona and the strikes that it was having, I couldn't use any of the equipment.
Oh,
I couldn't
yeah.
use anything. I couldn't go into uni and stuff like that and do what I want to do. So now it's just back to square one.
Are you in final year, third year?
Yeah, well, I'm meant to be in third year, so I don't know. Because I don't know if I have to retake my year. Which I don't mind as well. Like, I'm in no rush when it comes to education.
Like,
you know how everyone's just rushing to finish uni, but
that
for
was
why?
Me,
can't lie. Yeah, for why, though? Like, you don't have to rush. Like, take your time. Like,
so true.
If I have to take, a year where I'm just redoing that's fine. Like, at least I would have been able to do it better this year. Because then I already had a run. It. Yeah. Like, I'm not in a rush as well, like, with finishing education.
I think it's going to be there as well, to be honest.
Exactly.
Mm. People go to uni at, like, 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
Exactly.
So true. So,
I'm literally thinking, wow, now I know why we call you Tita Marisha. You have a very mature mindset, especially because you left your nest really quite early really compared to, like, us, like,
I'm still in the nest, boy.
Exactly.
I'm happy in the nest, though, so...
It's calm. Yeah. You save money.
Yeah, you
save so much money. Mm.
It's true.
Like, the only issue with, like, moving out young and not having, like, student finance to support you, so you're going to have to work 5 days a week to maintain that.
It's true.
Like, you have to work 5 days a week. You have to work 40 hours unless your parents are providing you the money.
Yeah.
If they're not, then you're working 40 hours a week.
Yeah, you actually have to fend for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, and that was long. True. Like, it was so long. It did tire me out, and that's why I didn't really do creative stuff, because I was always tired. Like, I got home, I was tired. But then I got to meet people that, you know, I still hang out with now and, like create with, and, like, you know, it was good. It was a tough year creating stuff physically, but I got to meet people, and it was nice. So yeah, that was sweet.
Cool. You always mention your creative projects. Yes. What are you working on right now?
Well, during Corona lockdown, I was working on this thing called Beanie Beanie, which means what does it mean? Young lady.
Miss. You know, like Miss, Mrs., Mr.
Yeah. So,
Beanie Beanie is Miss.
You call your teachers in the Philippines. You don't really, but Beanie Beanie, or you could call them
BB.
BB. BB.
I
dot.
Honestly didn't know that.
I did not know.
But
that.
They don't do it anymore. It's like Miss. Oh. Miss. Yeah. That's it now.
Oh,
but then they call them by their first name, not their second name.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. In, like, grade 1 to 3. I don't know about up, but...
Really?
Yeah.
First name?
Yeah.
You know, even till now, I can't even call, like, people by, like, olders by their first name. Even my tutor in uni, I couldn't call him by his first name.
Yeah, it's so
I would
so
have
weird.
To be, like, Mr. or Sir.
Really? In uni, you have to call them by their surname?
By their first name.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
That was
weird. I literally want to call him Uncle.
It's so true.
Yeah, just the respect thing, isn't it? You grow up and you never call an auntie and uncle by their first name.
It's actually drilled in you.
Yeah, so calling like, an adult by their first name, I'm just like...
Same. I remember when I was working at the primary school, so obviously it was my own primary school, so a lot of the teachers who were my teachers then became, like, my colleagues.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I could not even call them.
Oh my god.
I just sometimes wouldn't address them.
Yeah.
And I was just kinda like, it was so weird. Even, like, the head teacher, she was like, yeah, so it's now. And I was like, oh yeah, Mrs. I was just like, I couldn't do it.
Oh my god, that's so mad. Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, in the Philippines, they call you call them by their first name. It's Miss and then, But yeah, so Beanie Beanie is, like, an exploration between beauty standards in the Philippines and how it affects British Filipinas, and how also not only the beauty standards in the Philippines, but the beauty standards in Western culture. Mm-hmm. So it's an exploration of that, and how, you know, I worked with, I think it was over, at one point it was over 40 women, Filipino women, from predominantly not from Philippines. They were all from England, and one or two girls, one girl was from Australia and one girl was from Canada. And that was great. Like, you know, it was nice getting together. And I was trying to do it all during lockdown, kind of FaceTiming, Zoom calls, FaceTime shoot, Zoom calls. And that was, like, really fun. And
I thought it was so fun.
And I didn't expect that so many Filipino women to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember just making a post, like, look for Filipino women on Insta. And then people reposting it that weren't Filipino.
Mm.
And, like, Filipinos reposting it. And then people just messaging me. And I had, a flux of, like, just messages, like, hey, I want to be involved, da, da, da. And I really wanted to get everyone involved, but it was 40. I was like, who admin by myself? It was really mad. And then, like, what I loved about it the most is not saying that I didn't like the outcome or anything like that. There has not been a set outcome yet, but, like, I loved the conversations we had and the weekly kind of meetings we would. So it was more of like a
safe space.
Yeah, it was a community. Yeah. So it was kind of building a community and like putting, bringing all these Filipino women together and talking about experiences as a British Filipino, you know, and the beauty standards that affected them. That was from like Filipino standards and then the Western standards and representation. It's all about representation as well.
Mm.
And the importance of Filipino representation for young, especially young kids from like from here that are Filipino, like British Filipinos. And like, so yeah, it was that. And we would have meetings just talking about different things, discussing like different topics, and we'd have shoots. And like, I just wanted everyone to feel good, look good. And like, just, it was nice because we all really came together and supported each other and like was always positive when it came to each other. And we had moments where we were crying.
Oh my God.
When you said there were tears, I was like, I ain't gonna cry.
And we were crying.
Did I not cry my eyes out? No,
we were bawling.
I think Jizz even started it. And everyone was like,
no, do you know, I can't remember her name, but I saw her getting emotional, and then that got me emotional, and then...
And you got emotional, and I got emotional.
Everyone was crying, like, there was like, one point, it was just like, we were talking about toxic Filipino traits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were... So
like parents.
Yeah, parents. Yeah. So those one hurt the most.
Yeah, of course.
Boy.
So it wasn't just on, like, beauty standards, it was kind of, like I said, it was building, like... a community for all these women to get together and just kind of speak on experiences as a, you know, British Filipino or as a Filipino in general, and how they felt being Filipino. And like, it's funny because obviously we were talking about it in the last episode, so it was just for, like, in terms of me and like hearing other women go through certain things as well is really insightful, because you don't feel alone and you don't feel like it's just you.
That's
like, you have a support group.
Mm.
And I'm so glad, because now I see, like, even after the, you know, project, I mean, it still hasn't finished, it's still ongoing, it's just on a little pause, but seeing, like, everyone still get together, like, talk,
we still hype each other
hype and love
in the comments,
like, the comments are mad.
When everyone posts, I'm like, yes, love struck,
and it's so lovely, like, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Wow. No, you know what? Not only that, Moe, you opened my eyes to like knowing more about the Philippines as well, the history of Philippines.
Yeah, and wanting to learn about it.
Proper,
you know what I mean?
proper. Like, I never realised that I didn't know shit. Okay, obviously I knew that I didn't know shit about Philly, but I wasn't very conscious about needing to know it.
Yeah.
You don't learn it in our school, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And our parents will not come and give you history lessons.
Because they don't really know it either. Not fully,
so
as well.
Yeah. Like, you made me want to know more. Yeah. And without you, honestly, I'll be living my life not knowing about Philly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it's so nice to hear that, though. It's so nice. Like, I've always, like I said, when it comes to, like, my projects and the project I want to do, I always want it to be insightful. Like, I never want to do something that's like, here is a chair.
Here is a chair. Here's my ass. Sit on it.
It's
my boobs.
It's so true.
Like, hey, let me take a picture of your lingerie. No, it's not like, obviously not cussing anyone who does that. If that's your thing, do your thing. But, like, for me to really like my work and really engage, I have to really be engaged, and I want audience to be engaged with the work I produce. But so it's been really good, like, having that project, especially during Corona, like,
really gave us,
like,
stuff to do,
and
literally
it gave us, like, some sort of community and like a social gathering.
I just can't believe how many of us
there was loads.
Well.
There would be like different people taking part. So like, we'd have three different meetings in a day, and it's all like 10 different girls in each course. It was sick. Like, I proper loved that. It was nice. Like, everyone was so, everyone was supportive, and like, everyone was lovely.
Do you know what's so funny? You know how you said you put it on your Insta story that you were calling out for girls? So I don't think I had seen your Instagram.
And I messaged,
Someone messaged it to me.
Oh,
and I was, someone sent me the story, and I was like, wait, this is my cousin.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wait, what? And then I went to your Instagram and I saw it, and I was like, oh my God. And then, like, I messaged you.
I also messaged loads of Filipino girls I knew as
It was just so nice that people are kind of like, oh my God, she'd be into that, and bringing everyone together in this space. And like, even when I saw, you know how you made two group chats, like, in the DMs?
Yeah.
When I saw, like, other people that I knew, I was thinking, wait, how does she know her? And
how
did she? And I was just like, whoa.
It wasn't. It was just people sharing. But
it was so
and
nice.
And it's nice to see representation, like, to see so much representation, and how different, like, you know, obviously Filipino girls are all going to be different because everyone's unique and individual, but
we relate, we're not just so much.
So much. It's so crazy. Much.
Yeah, exactly. So it's so nice. It was so nice. That did you guys feel about it?
Literally, let's take a moment.
I am truly grateful for the project. Same. Honestly, like, it has opened my eyes so much. I've met so many people that, like, I'm just like, wow, like, where have you been? And I just love it. You've really connected us, and it's really like, yeah, like, just so truly grateful, honestly.
Same, yeah.
Thank you, guys. My days, my tia is coming.
Stop it, dang.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it was so
no,
nice.
Stop it, Modo. I'm so
It was
But yeah.
Yeah, and like as emotional as it was, like it was still fun, like engaging.
It was fun, man.
Like, we did Netflix party, and you know, had a late night Zoom.
I'm dead.
And
oh, like, the late night Zoom.
Was jokes.
I wasn't there, but it seemed jokes.
No, it was actually, like, we were there till, like, 2 a.m.
We were doing quizzes,
Filipino chatting quizzes. Looking at our old pictures.
Oh, my God,
we did Zoom, sharing screen. Can you imagine?
Oh, wait, that was so embarrassing. But it was cute, like, got to meet so much, like, Filipino girls.
Nah,
and, like,
not,
like, obviously I knew quite a few Filipino girls, but to, like, I think that was all I knew. I thought they were the only Filipino girls.
Yeah.
But then to see that there was more, like, so just like, what? Where did you come from?
Yeah.
Where'd you come from? And it was nice. Like, it was nice because everyone had mutuals somehow.
Yeah.
Everyone knew each other.
Everyone basically knew each other.
It's actually, like, just female empowerment as
it
well.
It was so nice. And, like, learning about the culture together.
Yeah.
And, like, me, it was, as, like, obviously someone who... I know there was a few girls as well who were born in the Philippines and grew up there and then moved here. But, like, me actively trying to learn things so I can relate it back to the girls, it was really good. Like, it really motivated me to learn more.
Mm.
So I love that. Like, it was, like, we talked a lot about beauty standards and, like, how kind of we do feel like we lack representation. But then with Tutu Chismis, it's here now.
We represent
it. So it'd be like that. But yeah, and also it's just like more people are coming about. You see more creatives now that are Filipino. Like,
bruv, say it louder.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of Filipinos have been following me. Yeah. There's so many Filipino podcasts now.
Yeah.
There's so many just coming through and we're attracting them. So it's so nice to just like support each other as well.
Exactly.
So many businesses, Filipino owned businesses.
Yeah, oh my, we love that.
What?
Shout out Pandasal Factory because you men are banging.
Lip gloss.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Lip gloss.
Scrunchies. Face masks.
Everything. Cakes.
Everyone,
like, Filipino
come
flavors, food.
Yeah.
Shout out
the Spot London.
Shout out Lorenzo Casino.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Shout out. They're banging.
Ube.
Hidden Countenance. There's
Kezia. Kezia. Hidden Countenance.
So many.
What's the DYS dessert?
What's
it called? Do you even dessert? No.
I'm not sure what it stands
for.
Okay,
I'm so
sorry. Shout out Mama Sons.
Oh yeah, Mama Sons been at it as well.
Been at it, literally.
Yeah, they've been at
it. I do love
Rex,
a Mama Sons.
The chef.
Oh yeah, chef.
Wow,
Rex.
There's so many.
Mate,
Chanel.
Oh yeah, food
model.
Chanel, bring it. Gang. Yes. Hire her, girls. Guys, she's banging.
If you need a Filipino model, we got you. Yeah. Chanel.
Shout out Aisha Raquel, Angelou May.
Oh, yeah,
Angelou May. Baddest bitches ever.
There's so many. Okay, what else?
There's too many.
There's
actually so many.
You know what? Go on Tutu Chismis. Go on
literally
the following list and you can find every single type of, like, industry, service, anything you
product,
need.
Products.
Like, we got you. You don't need to be doing no
shop
big, big
locally,
industry
man.
Stuff.
Yeah,
support local businesses.
Support local Filipino businesses.
We love to
so
see
nice.
It.
It's
wow.
so nice.
It's so nice.
My
yeah.
heart is
I know,
so
I'm
right
so
now.
Gassed right wow. now.
Like, if you want some Filipino desserts, you know where to go now.
Oh,
oh my
gosh.
God, you don't have to stress about, like,
even like restaurants, there's more.
Restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Oh my
mate.
God. Don't
stop.
Even.
Bang, bang. Like,
yeah.
like everyone in there, like, just obviously Asian in general.
Mm.
Yeah,
oh,
so cute. I love seeing
oh my
it.
Gosh.
I always
so
want to
nice.
Put my money.
Literally,
yeah, trust me.
Take my overdraft.
Take my overdraft.
No, I'm so gassed, honestly. Wow.
And it's like, nice. I feel like you only start to notice it when you engage more with the community.
Like you're attracting
the algorithms, baby, they work. Mm. Google listens, Apple listens. Literally. They know.
And your own energy as well. It's what you put out.
It's good. Yeah.
And then it comes back to.
Literally.
I'm so gassed right now. I could jump.
We've forgotten Hotel October. We told you every single service that you need.
We got studio, we got food, we got the best. We got fashion brands.
Fashion.
Oh my gosh, shout out Suki Project.
Oh yeah.
They plug like any Filipino services out there.
That's sick.
That's sick.
I'm so gassed right now. What else? Whew. Oh, my brain is going
literally everything.
There's so much.
Like, they're especially. It's nice because it's not just from the Philippines now. They're in London.
They're in London.
UK best.
We are actually making a mark in London.
Yeah, like, we have to.
We're gonna be Filipino representation.
Yeah,
they're gonna be looking. The younger generation's gonna be looking at us and be like, "Rah, if they're making it, then I can make it."
Yeah, it's true.
We didn't have that. We didn't have that, so we're making sure that we do now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's important as well. Like, you don't want to be young. When we were younger, there was barely any like Filipino stuff, and it was just about your crew and the people you hang out with.
Literally.
And like, maybe what was that brand that did the wooden?
I don't know the brand, but like the freestyles and the sandals.
Yeah, shout out to you because you started it.
That is so true.
They started it. He was Filipino. Like, he did the Jollibee.
I remember that Tumblr days. Huh? Kid Crass.
Is it Kid Crass? Jeez, shout out to you.
It's so true.
You really put your foot there. Trocadero.
Wow.
Yeah,
do you remember the Filipino boxing gloves, the mini ones?
Oh, which one? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You like hang it on your Just Do It bag or whatever.
Or in your car.
Oh my
God. I still see that.
God.
See?
I have a neighbor.
Sis, your whole neighbor is Filipino. All right.
Literally. I have a neighbor, on the back of his car. He's got a sticker that says Pogi Ako.
Oh, we love
that.
You go. Yeah. We just want to see more Filipino, like successful Filipinos.
You're bad. Man's saying ice cream, you know.
What did you say?
Ice cream.
Yeah, we just want to see more successful Filipino businesses, people. So it's always good to support your culture.
Trust me.
Don't be a snake.
Because you're being a snake. Man said,
I scream.
That's so bad.
That is bad.
Stop it. Just because you're not poggy.
Oh.
Just because you're not.
I'm Genda.
She's Genda.
Maganda.
Yeah. Well, one more person I need to plug, Biggie Travels.
Oh,
that is my G. Biggie Migs. Go find him on YouTube. He's trying to reach 50K. He's actually trying to reach 100K.
Jeez,
he's coming up to like 43K now, so go subscribe. Jeez. Oh my gosh.
We love it.
Yeah, so much. We plugged so much people
today. I know.
Honestly.
My breath is gone.
It's
no more.
Oh yeah, big ups, Jollibee, our school. Sponsor Tutu Chismis.
Please, trust me. They've opened one in Liverpool now.
No, they didn't.
They shut that one.
It's a kitchen. It was a kitchen during lockdown. It's
not in Liverpool.
No, it's a kitchen during lockdown. It was just a kitchen.
But my cousin works there though.
Isn't it a kitchen?
No.
Is it an actual restaurant?
You mean Liverpool,
Liverpool.
As in Liverpool?
Yeah.
I was thinking Liverpool Street. Cause
they're
only in lockdown at Stepney Green. I swear it's Stepney Green.
Yeah, that one's lock off.
Oh. Yeah, because that was only a kitchen. Okay, big ups to Liverpool.
As in Liverpool, Liverpool.
Liverpudlians.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's sick, you know. I didn't know that.
My cousin works there. Shout out to you, Gian. Her name is also Gian.
She's runs in the family.
Yes.
Banging.
I'm screaming.
That's sick.
Wow.
Mm. Ah, wow.
We're going up. So we'll meet you guys at the top as well.
I love that. I love seeing new creatives, like Filipino creatives as well. Like, warms my heart. Like, there's this Filipino designer I've been following, Cabrini Roy. Sick work. Shout out. She's so hard. Like, her pieces are like, there's some Filipino inspired. That are really sick. Like, I love her stuff. Like, I've been looking at more Filipino like
artists mm-hmm. and like creatives to follow and like just put together.
Me as well, yeah.
It's because it's important to just support and just like spend your money.
Trust me.
Because it's like there's not much representation, not yet. But it's coming.
It's coming. It's definitely coming up.
So close. It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming.
It's coming. So we just have to keep at it, to be honest.
I feel it. But yeah.
That is true.
Anyway, wow. I have no more energy. It was from the screaming of shouting everyone out.
I know.
So have you guys got anything else to say?
Yeah, do you have anything?
No, just support your local businesses, support your people. Yeah, that's all I've got to say, really. I think, yeah, I'm just blown away, really. I'm actually blown away. Have you got anything to say? Take her message.
No, I wanted to ask Moe, for those Filipinos who do want to go into the creative industry but are too like scared of what their parents might think, how do you think they should go about it?
Oh, every parent is different. So how they like support is very different. So like, obviously you have to like, you know your parents best, but it's also... I understand the pressure and like wanting to make your parents proud, but most parents just want you to be financially stable.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like a lot of parents are being more understanding now because they're seeing how much money creativity makes.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, so it's about that, but it's just kind of, I think my best advice in terms of like, if you want to be a creative, I wouldn't say like I'm there yet, but I'm still learning and I'm still, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, yeah, I'm the sickest, but because I'm not, I'm still learning day by day. And like there's, I still have a lot to learn, but it's just practicing and just like there's, and like allowing your body to like, not to be too hard on yourself.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because like sometimes some people are like, oh my God, you need to graft every day, every day, practice every day. But sometimes your body don't want you to practice.
Yeah.
Sometimes the things you're doing is not meant to be for you.
Yeah.
And your body will tell you. You need to listen to your body.
It's gut instinct, body, all of that.
Like when there's a difference between being lazy and not being demotivated and not wanting to do it, and actually your body not wanting,
taking care of
it's
yourself.
Not for you. Yeah. So it's just like finding the understanding your body and like what's the difference between you being just being lazy or you actually not for you kind of thing, and just like dabble and like be open to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't limit yourself to one, but then once you find something that keeps you happy and makes you happy and that's something you enjoy as a passion, just keep at it. You got this.
Honestly, nice balance. You
know? I love that.
Definitely like hear your body. That's so important to understand your mental health and like where your head's at. So if you're like, you wake up one day and you're like, I can't think of anything and I don't want to create because I can't think of anything. I have a creative block.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. You shouldn't be hard on yourself for that, because once you like really pressure yourself into trying to find something, you're going to create work that you're not proud of.
Mm.
And there's no point, like, well, I wouldn't say there's no point, because you will always find, you are your own biggest critic.
Yeah.
Like, true. You will always not like your work because you already visualized an idea in your head of how you want it to look. And sometimes you don't have the skills and, like, you don't have the stuff and, like, the equipment to produce the set of, like, the expectations you put yourself. And, of course, you're going to put yourself in, like, high expectations because you see what's on social media. Because you see what you think you're competing with. But the only person
don't
you're...
compare.
Yeah,
it's
don't
so
compete
true.
With... The only person you're competing with is yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why you don't look at no... Like, you appreciate and be inspired by people's work, but never, ever compare yourself.
Do you, boo?
Yeah, exactly. It's harder said than done.
Of course.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, but it's very important to get in that mindset to just go at it and, like, listen to your body. If you don't want to do it today, you don't want to do it today. It's fine.
Yeah.
And it's always good to not take a break from it anyways. It's good to, like, take a step back and, like, maybe just watch a film.
Mm.
Be inspired in different ways. You don't have to exactly be just inspired by learning different artists and creatives and stuff like that. Sometimes it's the most mundane things. You can be washing your dishes and the idea just comes to your head.
It could be any time,
when
anywhere.
I'm
showering. Yeah. Is it? Literally. Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
And then our voice notes, I don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, girls,
yeah.
It's flown into my head.
Yeah,
literally.
That
is so true.
And sometimes it can be when you're walking and like,
anywhere.
Just chilling, like you could just
be
come
doing
up
poo,
here.
Literally,
yeah, literally.
Anywhere.
So that's why it's important to
so
just
true.
Like, if you don't want to do it today because you physically can't think of anything or like you're just unhappy with the way it's looking, obviously taking consideration because you may not have the skill set or thing, but it's practice. Practice do like practice does bits.
Yeah.
Practicing and always trying to like explore different things is important.
Jeez. Thank you, Tita Moesha.
Thank you.
To end it, it's okay. To end it, my last piece of advice. Well, it's not really advice. Just big up your peoples, man.
Yeah, it's true. It's very important.
Really, just like I already said, the energy you give out, the energy will come back to you as well. On that note, if you believe in us, Tutu Chismis, and by Moesha, make sure you spread the word about us, share it on your story, tell people about us, tell your aunties, your mum and dad.
Maybe to your cousins.
Maybe not.
Your
cousins,
fans, you know?
Yeah. Your other friends that you think would benefit from our podcast.
And it's literally free to share, to like,
to listen,
to comment. So follow us on all platforms.
You might be inspired, you know.
Exactly.
You never know.
Exactly.
You never know.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Have an amazing week. Bye.
You've reached the end of another episode with your favorite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at Tutu Chismis on all platforms.